This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nothing getting you down this morning if you are a Knicks fan. Another incredible comeback win by the Knicks. So improbable. I sat here after game one and said, listen, the Knicks have a chance to win. Obviously, game two, it's going to be tough. They're a big underdog. But one thing for sure is it's not going to be like game one. There's no way that this game could possibly be similar to game one. That was so unlikely. So many missed threes. Just craziness at the end of that game. And what you got was a full repeat of game one. 20-point lead blown by the Celtics. So many missed shots, open shots, contested shots. Jason Tatum goes totally cold. And here come the Knicks defensively and offensively to win two games up in Boston on the road. Just amazing. And we'll see how they play at home. It's been a struggle at the Garden, which is amazing to say, but you know, 3:30 Saturday with this fan base as activated as it's been in forever, that place is going to be intense, man. More intense than it ever was in the Pistons series.
You know, I think this fan base for the last 3 years has been building and building and building. They've been waiting a long time for a team to look like the way it has looked and to do the things that it has done in the last three road playoff games.
You know what they call that?
What do they call that?
Sleeping giant.
Sleeping giant. Okay, well,
it was a sleeping giant for many years.
I mean, you know, you sit here and you realize that a lot of fortunate things have happened for the Knicks in these last few games, especially the ones in Boston. And a lot of that has to do with Boston's inability to hit open shots. I mean, they are throwing up bricks, man. And Jason Tatum, and you heard Reggie Miller talking about it last night. Like, it's hard to really put your finger on it. How do they get up 20 in these games and then just completely fall apart late in these games?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is something they were doing all year. It's not like this is a team that has choked in the past. I mean, they won the championship last year. I mean, it's wild. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, I almost feel like on Saturday, I want the Knicks to be down in the second half by like 20.
I know.
And I want us to be really frustrated, and then all of a sudden, they shut us all up, and they come back and they win again. It has been something to see. It's something to behold. I just, you know, that whole 86% of the, you know, teams that go 2-0 in a series end up winning the series.
Well,
I'm not buying into any of that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not buying into any of that stuff, man.
Well, why not?
Because you know what? I'm still.
It's just facts. It doesn't mean they're going to win the series. But what it does is gives you an insight into how hard that is to do. And then when you generally do it, you generally win the series.
Yeah, I think these last two games have been like Mikal Bridges coming out party type of thing. And that fourth quarter last night was something to behold. But, you know, when the game's on the line, you see who has the ball in his hands.
Yeah, it's always Jalen Brunson. And definitely hats off to Karl-Anthony Towns coming out with a different energy, a different attitude, and getting himself involved early on. I mean, he was, even though they were down, he was the guy that kept them in it. I mean, if he wasn't playing the way he was early on in this game, they might have been down by 30.
Yeah, because guys were not scoring. Right. Jalen wasn't scoring. OG wasn't scoring. Still didn't score really a lot in this game. And Bridges was, on the offensive end, was completely a zero.
Yeah, so this is what I was looking for. It's what everybody wanted to see. And, you know, that's what's so great about this group is it could be anybody now. Anybody.
That's the idea about a team. That's the beauty about a team. Some guy can go off for 40 one night and maybe have 10 points the next night, and the team can still win without that 40 points from that particular player.
Let's go to Kevin in Dutchess County. What's going on, Kevin? Kevin? Hello? Kevin.
Kevin was going to say he was a 72-year-old guy and he wanted a championship before he died. Hopefully he didn't die.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was a little bit worried there about Kevin. But, I mean, 72 is the new
52.
Well, 52.
So you got a long way to go there,
yeah,
Kevin.
I feel like I'm like 44 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 64 years old.
Okay.
And I'm 42.
Oh, there's Kevin.
Kevin in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning. I'm 72 years old. I live in Dutchess County. I remember when Willis Reed played on one leg to win the championship, and that was back in 1970, and then they won again in 73. I would love to see the Knicks win one more championship before I die.
When do you think you're going to die?
you never know, but that's the way it
has to be. Are you healthy right now, Kevin? Are you a healthy guy?
Sort of. Let's put it that way.
Sort of. Okay. Well, I mean, it's sort of a morbid way to think, and I appreciate how passionate you are with the Knicks, but, like, don't let something that you have absolutely zero control over be the thing that you want to see before you leave this planet. That seems like an unhealthy way to live in your 70s. Just enjoy every moment of this run, and if they lose, they lose, but you still got time on the planet. I just don't. When other fans call up and say that, I'm like, yeah, don't do it, man.
You want to know something? There's a gentleman that you should interview because he was there for the first two championships, Marv Albert. He had some great memories of this. And this would be for Willis Reed. Willis Reed played on one leg, and they won the championship.
We're familiar, Kevin.
Well, I grew up at the same time, Kevin. I know, and this is why I kind of attribute some of the Knicks problems comparing the Knicks of the last 25 years to those teams in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Just got to let it... You can't be thinking that way.
I know.
It's sports.
Exactly. And we love it, and we're here, and we have jobs because people are that passionate. But when it comes to, like, the life and death thing, we have zero control over it.
Should be more worried about India and Pakistan at the moment.
Like, you should be... Well, how about your own circle? How about that? I mean, the people in your life enjoying time with your kids, your family, whatever it may be.
Yeah, but they may take us all out.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go to Paul in Queens. What's going on, Paul?
What's going on? Good morning, guys.
All right, Paul, what's happening, Boomer. Baby? Paul, I hope you're in a good mood this morning. I hope you're going to be
uplifting. I'm in a great mood.
Okay, so what are you going to tell us?
All right, so look, well, first of all, you guys should have you guys should add Tiki to your show so you guys have the most reasonable group of guys on one show on WFAN.
Well, that's nice.
And that would be dope. But what's it called? Are you not worried a little bit? You know, because I'll be honest. I'm not a Laker fan. I mean, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Laker fan.
Mm-hmm.
But would you be surprised if the Celtics go on a crazy run in game three and hit all the threes?
No,
and then,
I would not be surprised
and then never look back. I mean,
well,
I feel like they won the championship, you know? And I'm happy for the Knicks because I cannot stand the Celtics. But they're acting like it's over.
Nobody's acting like it's over.
That are acting like that. We're not
Like it's over, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, your team is fat. Our team's not. Our team's in great shape.
Not everybody over there. I mean, Austin Reeves in good shape. LeBron's in good shape.
I don't know. LeBron likes to drink his wine.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Somebody's fat over there, or, you know, J.J. Redick wouldn't have said so.
Yeah, I mean, the last caller was talking about, Paul was talking about, I thought we were going to see in this game, and we did for a little bit, the Celtics playing so much better, hitting the shots, but they didn't. So, I mean, and by the way, the would you be surprised thing is totally out the window. Nothing in this series, with the way that it's gone in games one and two, is going to surprise me at all. But I'd rather be up 2-0 with them figuring it out than 1-1 or 0-2 with them figuring it out, which they could have been, by the way. The Celtics could have missed all those shots and played that way and won both of these games. They were that close to winning both of them.
Yeah, and by the way, and Paul was very nice, and we are dopes. Didn't he say something about being dope?
That would be dope, yes.
That would be dope.
He goes, if Tiki were on the program, we had the three most reasonable hosts, he said, on one show, and that would be dope, is what he said.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Be dope. Diago in the Bronx, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, Diago. What do you got for us?
Just wanted to ask you guys, did you guys think that Tatum at the last shot of the game that, well, he was almost triple teamed, right? And you didn't think he had a chance to pass the ball out to somebody and he just wanted to play hero ball?
Well, yeah, I mean, he is the best player on their team. You want the ball in his hands regardless of how bad he had played. I think he was trying to get the ball back to Jaylen Brown to take a shot, but it was too late at that point. But, you know, sometimes the defense can stifle the best players in the game, and Jason Tatum was off his game the entire night. But if I'm Joe Mazzulla, I'm a Celtics fan in that situation. If I am, I want the ball in Tatum's hands. And it's just the Knicks were better in that moment.
Now, it's kind of the way the NBA does things. You're the star player. You got the ball in the hands, just like Jalen Brunson has the ball in his hands at the end of the game. But, you know, the underrated part of this whole thing was what OG Anunoby did. You know, so Mitch kept him out of the middle of the paint. He kind of mishandles the ball a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch keeps him out of the paint. And then all of a sudden, OG comes off of Horford, I should say, pushes him further away from the basket. He's trying to do a step back, and Bridges is standing there because that's where Jaylen Brown was standing. And he comes off of Jaylen Brown as Jaylen Brown moves. And then the next thing you know, you got three guys, your three best defenders, although Josh Hart's a good defender, you have your three best defenders on their best player.
It was textbook, man. It was absolutely textbook in a critical moment, and it couldn't have been better. And Mikal Bridges, again, throwing the ball down the court
he's
and
not even
celebrating.
Sweating.
That's what I told you. I know. Yeah. The guy doesn't sweat. It's wild.
I mean, I walk a golf course, I sweat.
I mean, I was switching yesterday, and I wasn't even doing anything.
Really?
Just walking around. It was warm. It was like 75 degrees. I mean, I'm just a sweaty guy. You know, I'm just, but Mikal Bridges, guy, yeah. No perspiration. Sherman in Manhattan. What's up, Sherman?
Born Jill Olsen.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Sherm?
Yeah, listen, it's Country Club Jerry Recco. Is not in the room, but when he gets back, I want you to ask him a question. Hey, Boomer, let me ask you a question. How many points have those five draft picks we sent to the Nets scored the last two games?
None.
Gio, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many steals have those five draft picks that we sent to the Nets, how many steals did they make in the fourth quarter the last two games?
Zero.
So why don't you tell that off-brand Jerry Recco, stop running his mouth, let's go Knicks, I'll be there Saturday. Bing bong! Bing bong!
Don't start the bing bong. Oh, we got to stop with the bing bong.
No, keep it going.
You like that?
Why not? If you're not bing bonging today, when are you ever bing bonging? Come on! Let everybody be fired up. Just because you're excited and bing bonging doesn't mean that you're saying that the series is over. You should be fired up, man, especially if you're going on Saturday. The whole place is going to be nuts.
Ajita.
This is what you want, though.
Yeah, of course this
is what you want. I don't
want
to hear Ajita.
It's better winning than losing, baby.
Enjoy it. Just forget win. The Ajita. There'll be more of it.
Just win, baby.
There'll be more of it. It's going to be, it's not, like, none of this is ever going to be easy in any of these sports. But when you come out of that game last night, I mean, we got today and tomorrow and Saturday morning to soak it all in, which is nice. Nothing bad's going to happen with the Knicks.
That's true.
Until then. And maybe it won't even happen on Saturday at 3:30. Anthony in Belleville. What's up, Andy?
Boring Geo. Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, Andy? Hey, Boomer, I know how the Celtics blow a 20-point lead.
How's that?
One miss, one foul, and one choke.
Thanks, Anthony.
That was a good call this morning, Anthony.
Yeah, you just got to bail on him quick.
Yes.
See, if you gave him a couple extra seconds there, he would have blown it up, but that was perfect.
Nice and smooth. That was a smooth delivery by him.
I mean, the Knicks are even making Anthony funny. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing to this city. They're uplifting all of us. They're bringing out the best parts of our personality. They're making unfunny people funny. I mean, that's what a team can do.
It brings us all together. And this is by far the biggest fan base, you know, in terms of, you know, basketball fans. You know, you could be a Yankee fan, you could be a Met fan, but you're a Knicks fan.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's...
There's no, really no other professional team in the area to even think about.
Fair. And, you know, I stayed in this hotel last night because it was late that I came back. I was going to go back to Long Island. It was not a great place. And they didn't give me a towel. I didn't realize that.
Wait a minute. They didn't give you a towel?
No towels in the room.
Come on.
I swear to God. No towels in the room. And I
said, you got bed bugs?
No, thank God. I did look, though, because I was like, once I saw the towel wasn't there, I was like, they might have bed bugs in this place.
You know what? Here's the thing. I saw a guy on Instagram basically show you how to look for bed bugs in a hotel room. You take the iron,
mm-hmm.
You heat it up,
yeah,
and you just put it on the corner of the mattress because the bed bugs like the heat. That's why they want to come up and bite you in the ass.
Okay.
Because they like your heat.
Like your hot ass.
Yeah. So you take the iron in the corner and you'll see whether or not there's bed bugs in the mattress.
Now I'm like itching, even though I haven't felt that
way. How do they not have a towel for you?
They didn't have a towel.
Where were you?
I don't know. I don't want to say it.
Were you in that Holland Tunnel Hotel over there?
No, it was a bad decision. It was a bad decision. What can I say? The place was just, it was
did you get
any
sleep?
I did. I slept. I was tired.
Okay.
I slept. But I'm thinking, like, I have to take a shower. So luckily I packed like two clean t-shirts. So I took the other clean t-shirt that I had and dried myself with that. But now I have this sopping wet t-shirt in my bag. What was I supposed to do? I could not shower. Coming here stinking and everything. So I wasn't going to call down at that point. There was nobody even at the front desk when I went down there. It smelled like weed in the lobby. It was just a rough one, man. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm just trying to think, where the hell did you stay?
I don't know what I was thinking. I waited like at the end, you know, because Chernoff has put this thing in our heads.
And you got to get this thing out of your head even though he's not here anymore.
It's like, so I'm thinking, chances are, even though this was a work thing yesterday, because we're talking to someone that we're partnering with, you know, yesterday, and I stayed in the city because of a work thing.
And you're trying to grow a particular brand?
100%.
So let me ask you a question.
And I brought a sales guy with me. You know, so hold on. So what I'm thinking is like,
God,
because Chernoff is beating this into my head, I'm like, I got to find the cheapest hotel because, one, they're not going to expense a nice hotel. And two, they may not expense it at all, and I don't want to spend a ton of money on it. So then I end up finding a place that was the cheapest. It looked okay. It was not okay.
Well, wait a minute here now. You're taking a sales guy with you. Mm-hmm. You're trying to help the company grow and you know, continue to leave an imprint within the golf community, because this is something that we've talked about now over the last 2.5-3 years. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that if an executive upstairs did what you did, mm-hmm, and they had to stay in the city,
yeah,
what do you think one of those executives would do?
Well, the previous executives definitely would have expensed it. Well, I don't know about the new ones. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I mean, generally, those people would expense, you know, the hotel rooms, yeah. But, I mean, I just was taught a certain way. Eddie knows.
Is this a top-brand hotel?
No. No. Oh, it was an off-brand hotel.
It's an off-brand Acme hotel, something like this.
Off-brand Jerry in the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, something like Jerry would do?
It was bad. Actually, Jerry did a better job than I did last night because he had an event. And he stayed in the city. He stayed in a legitimate hotel. I did not.
Jerry, what was he doing an event for?
Compass Media Networks, who expenses hotel.
So Compass took care of him. Yeah. So he was doing something for Compass.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to wait. The way that story started, because I knew what Jerry paid for his hotel room. And then you came in front of me and Jerry, you go, yeah, I stayed in the city. I got a hotel for, and it was a much cheaper price. And I was like, man, Jerry, you screwed up. And then you told us you had no towels.
No towels.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, smelled like...
Could you go like hotels.com, like last-minute hotels?
Well, I do. That's the app I use.
Oh.
It's Hotel Tonight.
Hotel.
And it's great. It really is an awesome idea, app. It saved me a ton of money. And like when you use it, you get like different levels and perks and discounts.
The level you use, Grimy? I mean, come on. Can't you use like 4 stars?
You went to sloppyweedhotel.com.
Yeah, I mean, it looked fine. I did look it up, but it was a bad job.
Grimy hotel. But you're actually working for the company, and that was a 12-hour day for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but
12-hour day, and then you're staying at some grimy hotel.
When it comes to booking hotels or things I have to expense, I am the 23-year-old board op again in my head. That's who I am. It was ingrained in my head that this is what I have to do, and I will do it. And it's effed up, but it's the truth. It's the same. No matter what I've done in my life, been a father, morning talk show host, whatever, signing contract, doesn't matter. When I have to book a hotel and it's a work thing, I am once again now, I'm back in 2008, producing for Joe and Evan, thinking I'm going to get fired if I book the more expensive hotel or get the big-ass beer.
All right, let me ask you, what side of the river did you stay on? The Jersey side or the New York side?
No, I was on the New York side.
Okay.
No, I mean, it was close to nice places. It was on Albany Street is where it was.
Albany.
There was three elevators, one of which worked, and it didn't really work because you had to, like, push the button as... I'll tell you the name of it. Yeah, it's the first one there.
This one?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks fine online. You're like, ah, it's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
You get in there like someone definitely...
What a dump.
Murdered here.
What a dump.
There's 100% of murder happened in that hotel. 100. And it could have been in my room.
Oh, I see where you did it.
And they had
one
like...
One king for $271. That's what you did?
It was actually cheaper than that, believe it or not.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's rough.
So it doesn't... See, it doesn't guarantee towels.
I couldn't believe there's no towels. And then, so you finally get in this elevator, and then I'm hitting the, you know, you got to use the key card to press your floor. So I'm doing that, and I'm pressing a button, and it's not working. So some I'm like, jackass, what the hell?
Some jackasses gave it 5 stars. Look at this.
Yeah, they must be coming from squalor. So I end up hitting the thing, and then I have to, like, punch the button as hard as I can for it to work.
Wow.
I mean, it's everywhere reeked of weed.
That's a dump.
Yeah, it was a total dump.
It was.
But I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm showered, and I dried myself off with a T-shirt.
Nice.
And I saved the company money, one way or another. Either they're not going to accept this when I try to expense it, which I don't even know how to do, or, you know, this is great. Only $200 for a hotel.
You could have used the sheets from the bed to dry yourself off, so that would have let them know there were no towels.
No. I'd spend enough time in those
sheets.
Man,
I'd go in a place like that, I couldn't sleep. I'd be thinking that something's crawling all over me.
Yeah, but I see the thing. I could sleep anywhere, man. I could have been outside, just laid down on Albany Street, and fell asleep. To me, it's no problem. The towel thing was an issue. The weed smell, the elevators issue. But
I thought I knocked that out of you. That's the one thing that I got to knock out of you right now, and I'm going to do it.
No, it's
I am getting this out of him.
No,
you can't. You're not going to kick him in the ass when I see him.
No,
next.
You can't. It's done.
Yeah, he's left behind this legacy of like grimy hotels. I mean,
yeah,
no.
But it's like it's so yeah. It's once it's in you, it's tough to get out of.
Eddie, he worked a 12-hour day yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
And he's
not,
trying to grow.
Listen. We understand the logic of what you're saying.
It just can't get out of it.
But it's an illogical decision when it comes down to it.
Yeah. I was scared to death.
You have a family now.
I know.
You go home with, like, bug bites, bed bug bites or something like that.
Well, I didn't,
thank
God.
Bring that into your house.
No, thank God I didn't have bed bugs.
What are we doing here?
I got called Gina. I was like, this one is a doozy. And she's like, well, I don't expense the thing. It's so stupid. I'm like, listen, you don't know. Because I spent years thinking my career was going to end if I made the wrong decision when it came to spending the company's money.
And here's an example. Didn't cause it. What, I didn't put myself in danger like Gio did. You remember when we went to Vegas with that room with Craig and the infinity pool,
yes,
and the whole thing?
Yeah.
And we got room service, right?
Right.
I could not help myself. I took the leftover room service and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then had it the next day. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
Gio, you understand?
Yes. Yes, I ordered room service. There were 17 pizzas, 17 hamburgers, 17 sets of chicken wings.
Right, yeah.
Because that was the room that we were staying in. At the top, it was
right,
Daria.
And it was so, it was like, you know, you wipe yourself with $100 bills in that place.
Exactly.
And I couldn't help myself.
I know. I bet you're a communist. And I understand that.
No, I mean, it's like a dog that you think is so developed and so mature and like human-like, and then you watch it eat its own puke, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, that's sort of what this is. It's
eating
like
your own puke?
Yeah. It's like there's just this thing that is ingrained in us that we revert to no matter how much we have matured because we grew up in radio, which is something that you can't comprehend, which I understand you can't comprehend it. But, I mean, for years and years and years, no, you can't go. No, it's too expensive. No, what are you thinking? You can't stay there. Can we fit 3 people in a room? Oh, no, shut the water off.
Sharing rooms. Swapping key cards for shifting.
Shut the lights off. Shut them off. Turn the heat off. What are you, nuts?
By the way, I still turn the lights off.
Put on a sweatshirt.
After we're done for the day, I turn the lights off in the studio. By the way, I was ordered to do that.
Yeah. See? Just in you, man.
I'm not saying that what he was doing was wrong because he's watching out for the company. I get that. But, you know, there is a certain level that you have attained in your life. You've worked so hard to get to this point, and you're still working hard for the company, not just on the air. Like, people don't see all the work that you do off the air.
No, I appreciate all
like,
that.
All
but
the things that you do off the air for this particular radio station.
But what I was thinking was, like, if I'm helping out the company this way by trying to grow things in partnership, then I'll help it out this way as well.
Yeah, when you sit down for a new contract, they're going to go, nah, well, that doesn't matter. We don't care. This is what we have to pay you, and that's what it's going to be.
You're right. That's what does happen.
And this is so you're not going to expense this grimy dump of a hotel?
I don't think so.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I don't think I am.
Yes, you are.
Nah, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I'll take it. It's okay.
It is not.
I'll take it.
All right, that's it. I'm not working tomorrow.
Come on.
In protest.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I got to go to Cincinnati anyway.
Oh, that's right, Derek.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got to Jerry a little bit late, but we want to hear the highlights again from another improbable win. So let's get right to it. What's up, Jerry?
All right, good morning. And this report is presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. So Knicks Celtics, game number two. Now, we know what happened in game number one, the blown lead, the 20 points, blah, 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 blah. So, on FS1, Paul Pierce, yesterday before this game, says the Celtics will win.
I guarantee this one. Put the house on this game.
No.
Put the house on it.
Put your house. Do not put your house on
it. Put the house on it.
So, you don't think there's an opportunity to...
No shot we lose.
No shot we lose, as he continued.
There's no way.
No chance.
Paul,
you got a better chance at walking out of the studio and seeing a dinosaur.
Man, those dinosaurs must look pretty crazy where they are. And then really put himself on the line, as we kind of experienced once before, sort of.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow. Walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody's saving.
Bare feet.
Turns out it's 20 miles, not 15 miles.
And his co-hosts are going, somebody save him. Stop. I mean, they knew you can't say stuff like this.
And he might have felt pretty good up 20 again, up 16 with 8 minutes to go at home. And yet, this is a long clip. I think you referenced this earlier. Maybe you didn't. But this is Celtics radio as Boston was trying to win it late and couldn't.
Holiday's got it. 12 seconds to go. Back to Tatum. Cross half court. Tatum behind the Horford screen. Tatum, 5 seconds. Tatum at the free throw line. Tatum falling away in a baseline. His pass blocked by Bridges, and the Knicks have done it again. The Celtics do not get a shot away. And the New York Knicks, written off as a championship contender midway through this season, have just recorded three extraordinary victories on the road.
Yep, Detroit and now Boston twice. That was Sean Grandy on Celtics radio.
Yeah, it's amazing. So Tatum is trying to pass the ball to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But only because he got himself into no man's land.
Yeah, he got into trouble.
Terrible.
And to the credit of Ananobi. I mean, Ananobi was really smart.
Well,
watch how he... No, there's a little bit of a hiccup there in the ball handling by Tatum. Ananobi does a great job of staying on the upside of Al Horford.
And listening to Joe Mazzulla, as I just did, in his opinion, the Knicks, they were trying to do the same exact play with Tatum to get to the rim, like they did a couple of possessions prior.
Where he came right down the middle.
Yes.
And he went, and there was Ananobi, and yeah, I think it was Ananobi and Robinson and were stuck in the middle, and he went right around Robinson.
And he was giving credit to, it sounded like giving credit to Thibodeau for making sure, if they recognized that again, that they switched properly.
I also thought that they were happy to have that happen.
I agree.
Well, like, you want to score that quickly and then give us the possession? Fine. I mean, with Jalen Brunson, he ends up getting to the line, hitting the two free throws, but... Yeah, I mean, I was thrilled when Jason Tatum went to the hoop and scored that quickly with 12 seconds to go and give the Knicks the ball back.
Agreed. So the Knicks win 91-90. Here was Thibodeau. Crazy, crazy game, this basketball.
People always talk about offensive runs. I think you go on defensive runs as well. You also go on rebounding runs. You'll see guys, you know, all of a sudden, like Josh is a prime example, all of a sudden, you know, he has two or three rebounds, and then it'll get like four or five in a row. You know, so it's like making shots.
Well, speaking of making shots, Boston's not making many of them from the outside. After going 15 of 60, they went 10 of 40 in last night's game. That's 25 for 100. That ain't good. They went 8 minutes without a field goal in the fourth quarter, missed 14 straight shots as the Knicks came back and took that lead, outscoring them 23 to 6
to close out the game. Here was Karl Anthony Towns. We hung around and it paid off.
You're playing the best, you know. You understand that things may not go your way, but you just gotta, you know, stick together. I think we're seeing the continuity this team has and the belief we have in each other. And when it, you know, when we need it to show it the most, and these last two games we've done it.
They sure have. And Jaylen Brown's team has not late in critical spots. He knows they gotta figure it out. Now they go to Madison Square Garden down 0-2.
These are the moments where we need to show our resiliency. We need to show our toughness, our mental toughness. Because we can get back in this thing, no question. Obviously, you know, being down 0-2, it sucks. But, you know, we got a great group. And if I had to select any guys that can get it done, it's the group that we have in our locker room.
Now, one thing the experts have been pointing out is that they are a better road team than a home team. And the Knicks have been that, too, in the postseason. Mm-hmm. So we shall see. 3:30 on Saturday. Charles and Shaq pointed that out. One of the I've been watching NBC Sports Boston.
Those
for
guys
next
don't
hours.
Even know who's playing half the time.
Well, I think they do now. Okay. I think sometimes in December, if you ask them who's on the Charlotte Hornets, they don't know.
They're not sure yet.
But I think they're good now. I've just been watching some of the post game reaction. I can't play it, but you've got the Brian Scalabrine NBC Sports Celtics post game show. There are Knick fans chanting "Let's go Knicks" like loud over them, but they've got an F bomb in it. And when you bleep it out, none of it makes sense. But it's funny. Like, they took over that part where they were doing the live show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of had
bing
some
bong.
Fun.
Bing bong.
Bing bong in their face
bing
off.
Bong. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about those bing bongs.
Bing bong.
Oh, here we
outside.
Go. Bing bong. Bing bong.
Oh, we in
by the
way,
building. We outside.
Is he alive?
Let's
make
go,
sure
baby.
He's okay. He must have been fired up last night.
We yeah. here.
Did he post anything?
I don't know. I got to get to Tommy's post next hour, too, which I haven't had a chance
to
record
yet. Has anybody talked to Zoo?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he must have been so fired up after last night.
Saw him the other day, but I haven't talked to him after the game.
Man, dudes, dogs, and damage. Tommy Lugauer's got to be loving it.
That's what I said to Al. That control room is going to be a tough 4 hours today for Tommy and Sean.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean,
well, because Sean is a net fan, and he's tired of the Knicks, and you got Tommy right in his face.
Look, I love Sean. He was a part of the 5-Hour Bike Tour, did a great job. He's got a great spirit.
Did he finish it?
Yes, he did.
Good for
100%
him.
100% he did.
Nice.
And I just have to say that, you know, this whole Nets thing, Knicks thing, I mean, nobody cares about the Nets. Just doesn't matter. Nothing matters. They helped us with Mikal Bridges. We appreciate it. And just go to the side and don't worry about it.
It's a nice partner there on our air. Nets basketball on the fan.
They're on the fan.
Come get some.
They're actually on the fan.
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
Come get
that.
Some.
We did come get some.
Anyway, game three Saturday, 3:30 at Madison Square Garden. The Thunder beat the Nuggets 149-106. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 in that game. You've got game two Warriors and T-Wolves tonight. Steph Curry won't play because of the hamstring. Golden State leading 1-0. If I can just quickly, I would like to give you the Thrivewell player of the game for the Yankees, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. And there's a bunch of good choices here, but because this was an enormous play-in at bat, I'm going to go with Trent Grisham.
Pitching to the lefty, swinging Grisham. Here's the pitch. Swung on high, fly ball, right field. That's what we were looking for. Hey now! Trent Grisham ties this baby up in the eighth inning with a two-run homer.
Yeah, if not for that, they might not win the game in 10 innings. That is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. Yankees wind up beating the Padres and taking the series finale 4-3. Take 2 of 3. Grisham tied it. Then it was J.C. Ascara, the game-winning sac fly and RBI in the 10th. Really good pitching matchup in this game, which we'll get to more of later next hour. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 7-1. Couple of home runs for Juan Soto. And Francisco Lindor had a two-run double. Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 4-3. Stars over the Jets 3-2. Yankees and Mets both off today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What a night for the Knicks. We'll continue to talk about it. Up 2-0 on the Celtics. I saw that you did a podcast, another Rangers podcast with CeeLo yesterday. And the thumbnail on that is I was talking some like YouTube thumbnail stuff with people yesterday and the, you know, the things that it takes to get the views and all of that. But I guess that Tom Izzo didn't think that putting CeeLo more prominently in the picture of that podcast was something that was going to get
views and listens and likes because, I mean, he essentially, I mean, he is probably 1/30th of the size of you in that picture.
Yeah, I know. So Tom Izzo just, he must hate CeeLo or something. I don't know what
maybe.
It is. And, you know, because he sent me the thumbnail originally. I'm like, dude, you got to put CeeLo in there, man.
He wasn't even in it in the beginning?
No, he wasn't in it.
Oh, wow.
And then he sent me back the thumbnail, and he put his, like, little head in the lower right-hand corner. I'm like, you can't do that to the kid, man. Come on.
You should have, like, put him on your shoulder. That would have been even better.
Or something. But, I mean, he's a huge Ranger fan and gives us a chance at least to talk hockey for about 20 minutes. And we like to do that, and hopefully Ranger fans enjoy it and probably see some of the things that we see the same way, some things they won't. But the point being is that CeeLo is a integral part of it, and he's my teammate on this.
Yeah, but like Izzo's going to say, but no one's going to go to that thing to listen or watch because CeeLo's a part of it. They want to hear what you have to say.
You guys are mean.
That's what
you guys
he's saying.
Nasty.
What I didn't say it. That's what I'm saying. That's what he's going to say.
But you don't know he's going to say that.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what he's going to say.
All right. Well, look, we're going to continue to do it. If it works out and people like it, we'll continue to do it. I'm not, you know, we're not getting paid for it or anything. So we're just, you know, just doing like Al and Jerry, you know, just showing up and turn on the microphone and talk about something we love.
There's already talk that they're trying to eliminate CeeLo from this podcast and how it just wants to be you. But and they're going to
they're going to have an AI CeeLo.
Yeah. AI CeeLo.
Just ask you questions. Right. So, Boomer, what about the Rangers' new coach?
Yeah. Yep. They're going to do that with me eventually as well.
I call you guys like big stars or something. Like, you can't.
No. No, it's not.
Bring somebody else in, help him out a little bit. And he's good at what he does. He's very
well.
What
does he need help for?
He's very well versed in Ranger, you know, not only history, but also up-to-date Ranger stuff.
Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of this tomorrow when you're out and CeeLo's in.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, it's going to hammer him with that. It. Hey, I'm all for him being 50-50 with me. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I've decided no updates tomorrow, by the way. I've decided that so he can stay home.
Oh, there's really nothing. There will be nothing to update tomorrow because there's no Met Yankee game and no Knick game, of course.
That's when he's at his worst, too.
get him some Stars Jets sound.
Yeah. Oh. You're like, I don't know if this is new or not. Yeah, it was from 15 years ago, Chris. Great.
Wow, you guys are mean.
He sent me the one with CeeLo's head in the corner.
Yes, exactly.
See, that's funny. You should have kept that one. I mean, that's perfect.
I wouldn't let him do that. So,
you're such a great teammate, man. I tell you, you really are. I have to say.
It extends
from here all the way to CeeLo.
You saw what he did for the Fibro Bike Tour.
His head needs to be bigger in that picture.
He was
picture.
All in, and he took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So that's I respect that.
Respect it. But it doesn't mean that people want it. Just because he did that doesn't mean that people want to listen to him as much as they want to listen to you.
No, it's me. It's not what people want. It's like me, what I want.
Yeah, but I mean, the company wants people to listen to it.
Yeah, but it's, oh, God, Jesus. Whatever. Okay, I'm not going to argue.
I mean, there's no argument. Like, these are the facts. These are the facts. I mean, it's nice.
Guy's a good dude, man.
We didn't say he wasn't.
Well, you guys are treating him like he's not.
Well, no, he's a great dude. But when it comes to, like, this Rangers podcast, people are clicking on it because they want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, but, you know, he's well-versed in it. He's a fan just like I am, and that's why we do it, because we're both fans.
Mm.
Okay?